A few thoughts now on the obviously organized efforts of some members of the media and media outlets, establishment and otherwise, to discount or discredit Donald Trump's geopolitical grasp, policies, and his perspective, especially when it comes to national security, terrorism, and border security. Here's what Trump said to my colleague Maria Bartiromo nearly 2 months ago.
Go to Brussels, go to Paris, go to different places. There's something going on, and it's not good, where they want Sharia law, where they want this, where they want things that, you know, there has to be some assimilation. There is no assimilation. I was in Brussels a long time ago, 20 years ago. So beautiful, everything's so beautiful. It's like living in a hellhole right now.
Trump's comments at the time were quickly mocked by the left and some of his rivals for the Republican nomination. The New York Times mocked him outright, running this headline: Donald Trump finds new city to insult, Brussels. And I'll bet the editors are wishing they had that headline back now. The city's mayor, by the way, told the Times, "We don't react. We don't react to Mr. Trump's comments." That was back in January. And here we are tonight, 2 months later, Trump looking farsighted and, as is so often the case, accurate in his outlook. The attacks by radical Islamist terrorists in Brussels today only spurring the Republican frontrunner to renew his calls for tighter border security and an end to the visa waiver program.
I would close up our borders to people until we figure out what is going on. This is what I've been saying for a long time, and I guess it's at least a small part of the reason why I'm the number one front runner.
Right.
I mean, people are very concerned about this, and they're very concerned about the security of this country.
And Trump has proven to be remarkably prescient on a wide range of issues and challenges, whether border security, illegal immigration, Chinese trade, or North Korean aggression. In his June campaign announcement, Trump warned about the release of criminal illegal immigrants. And just weeks before Kate Steinle was murdered by an illegal immigrant who had reentered the country numerous times, despite being a five-time convicted felon. As Trump complained of unfair trade deficits with China, those deficits rose ever higher. And last year, the United States posted another record-high trade deficit with China, even as our economy slowed dramatically. His opponents and detractors are loath to credit him with setting the political campaign agenda. They'd much rather mock him. They'd much rather make snide remarks. They would much rather do anything but credit him. But that is exactly what he's done since he's entered the race 9 months ago. He has earned plaudits for setting the agenda for the GOP race.